When thunderstorms threaten, you need to get to a safe place. Hello, I'm meteorologist John Jensenius with the National Weather Service, and I'm here to tell you what is and what is not a lightning-safe shelter. Also, I'll let you know what you should and should not do while inside. A house or other substantial building offers the best protection from lightning. In assessing the safety provided by a particular structure, it is more important to consider what happens if the structure gets hit by lightning, rather than whether the structure will be hit by lightning. For a shelter to provide protection from lightning, it must contain a mechanism for conducting the electrical current from the point of contact to the ground. These mechanisms may be on the outside of the structure, may be contained within the walls of the structure, or may be a combination of the two. On the outside, lightning can travel along the outer shell of the building, or may follow metal gutters or downspouts to the ground. Inside a structure, lightning can follow conductors such as electrical wiring, plumbing, and telephone lines to the ground. Unless specifically designed to be lightning safe, small structures do little, if anything, to protect occupants from lightning. Many small open shelters on athletic fields, golf courses, parks, roadside picnic areas, schoolyards, and elsewhere are designed to protect people from rain and sun, but not lightning. A shelter that does not contain plumbing or wiring throughout, or some other mechanism for grounding from the roof to the ground, is not safe. Small wooden, vinyl, or metal sheds offer little or no protection from lightning and should be avoided during thunderstorms. There are three main ways lightning enters homes and buildings: a direct strike, through wires or pipes that extend outside the structure, or through the ground. Regardless of the method of entrance, once inside a structure, the lightning can travel through electrical and phone lines, plumbing, and radio and television reception systems. Lightning can also travel through any metal wires or bars in concrete walls or flooring. Phone use is the leading cause of indoor lightning injuries in the United States. Lightning can travel long distances in both phone and electrical wires, particularly in rural areas. Stay away from windows and doors, as these can provide a path for a direct strike to enter a home. Do not lie on the concrete floor of a garage, as it is likely to contain a wire mesh. In general, basements are a safe place to go during thunderstorms. However, there are a few things to keep in mind. Avoid contact with concrete walls, as they may contain metal reinforcing bars. Avoid washers and dryers, since they not only have contacts with the plumbing and electrical systems, but they also contain an electrical path to the outside through the dryer vent. Lightning also causes significant damage to personal property each year. In addition to direct strikes, lightning generates electrical surges that can damage electronic equipment some distance from the actual strike. To the extent possible, unplug any appliances or electronic equipment from all conductors well before the thunderstorm threatens. And don't forget to disconnect televisions and radios from outdoor antennas. If you plan to be away from your home when thunderstorms are possible, be sure to unplug unneeded equipment before you leave. Here's a summary of lightning safety tips for inside the home. First, stay off porches and stay away from windows and doors. Avoid contact with corded phones and with electrical equipment or cords. If you plan to unplug any electronic devices, do so well before the storm arrives, and avoid contact with plumbing. This includes washing your hands, taking a shower, washing dishes, or doing the laundry. If you would like more information on lightning or lightning safety, visit our website at www.lightningsafety.noaa.gov. From the National Weather Service, this is meteorologist John Jensenius.